It's Rosie on the house. Good morning, y'all. Wrapping up the Outdoor Living Hour last hour with John Eisenhower. New music to me. Don't know this one, but that's all right. We know y'all. 96 degrees today.
Woo!
Who wants to bet when's the first phone call we get on super cooling?
Huh?
We've been bragging all winter how gorgeous it is in the great state of Arizona, why we live here. You know, in November, I always forget to start adding 10 minutes to my travel time no matter where I'm going.
Right.
We're about ready to get the roads back to ourselves here in about another 60 days. But we're glad y'all are here. We're glad you're in Arizona. It shows great brilliance that you've got the wherewithal and the resources to winter here and summer back home where it's cooler and enjoy the best of all seasons. But 96 degrees today. I think that's about 12 degrees above average. And I'm already in the last couple of days, beginning to get a couple of phone calls on, okay, now I've been hearing about it. What do I do? How do I start that? You know, the first thing you need to know if you're interested in starting to save money on your summer air conditioning bill, the first thing you need to do is an analysis of how are you buying electricity, okay? You've got to get on the right plan. And it's my understanding that about 60% of all the power company utility customers are on a flat rate plan. That is probably not the right plan for you. It probably is not the most optimum plan for you to enjoy a nice, cool house at a nice, affordable price. I don't want to go into it right now, but just know this. You're going to see a lot of advertising coming up here in the next couple of months about things that are designed to reduce your air conditioning electric load. There's a lot of things you can do before you spend a penny. Those are the things we'll talk about coming up in the next several months. 96.
It'll be an effort to not start sounding redundant by the time the summer ends. But
March 18th, 96 degrees. We are completely overrun with phone calls about people that were extremely brilliant by buying a home in 2010, 2011, or 2012. They bought those homes before the flipping fever caught on, and they bought when the housing prices were at the very, very, very lowest. So they bought homes that weren't messed up by unlicensed flippers that were buying these depressed homes, putting lipstick on a pig, and reselling them or renting them out. And doing all that work without a permit, not to code, with unlicensed contractors, is causing a huge, huge problem in the world of remodeling today, because so much of that work is done so poorly that when the new homeowner calls us and wants work done, we're hamstrung. We're tied up by the cities saying, you can't do the work the client wants you to do until you fix all the rest of this stuff that's got to get brought up to code. So the flipping fever, we call it flip fever. We are actually trying to start a database of what we call the serial flippers, the ones that came in and bought large quantities of homes, flipped them without using licensed contractors, without pulling building permits, without doing the work to code, and see if we can identify the people that were doing it in bulk. If you've been victimized by a flipper, we'd appreciate you, and you're information will be 100% protected. No one will ever get this information. It's just for our own gratification and database. Contact us at info@rosieonthehouse.com. It's always curious to see the role of all the people in any one particular transaction. And it's curious to see, we've already identified a particular investor that, as best we can tell, purchased as many as 60 or 70 homes and actually flipped, has flipped the great majority of them. And I'm talking complete kitchen remodels. I'm talking complete bathroom remodels. I'm talking complete electrical modifications throughout the whole house, plumbing modifications throughout the whole house. And not a permit was pulled. And virtually all the work we've seen so far is not to code. So I want to talk a little bit about that, but I want to talk about your project. What are you trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin today? You call toll-free 1-888-767-4348, just like Teresa did. Let's go ahead and take Teresa. And Jen Gura is here this morning. She is our call screener. Jennifer, my sweet wife, is out for the morning. But Jen will take your call, get your name, find out what you want to talk about, and let's see if we can't put our building and remodeling experience to work for you. Teresa, good morning. You're caller number one.
Good morning. How are you?
Super fantabulous.
Yeah, I've been out hiking and working out all morning since 5:30, so I'm off to a great start.
Awesome, awesome. Beautiful morning for a hike. What trail did you hit?
I went over to North Mountain.
Okay.
And I've already got about 7,500 steps, so it's a good morning. But now it's getting warm, so time to come back inside.
That's right. That's right. Get it done early and earlier, right?
That's true. Very true.
All right. Well, how can we help you here at Rose on the House?
My question is, basically, I just had a kitchen remodel. I had the tile taken out of my kitchen and living room areas and put in luxury vinyl flooring because I have some foot issues and I wanted to have something a little softer.
Okay.
And so I hired a licensed contractor that's been in the Valley for 20 years.
Okay.
Looked at his record. Everything was clean. And so they proceeded to take out the flooring, put in the new flooring, and then they put in my cabinets, and then they put in the granite on top of the cabinets, which it's a L-shaped, and it's probably about 90 by 45 inches for one of them, so it's a big slab, pretty heavy. And then come to find out, with this Duramax flooring, you're not supposed to put the cabinet on top of the flooring. So now I'm in a predicament. What do I do? I don't have evaporative cooling, so I have air conditioning. Is it really going to expand to worry about it, or should I just leave it, or should I cut around the cabinet?
Teresa, I'm doubting you're going to have to worry about it, okay? And did they go ahead and lay that tile all the way back to the wall, or did they just go underneath the cabinet a couple inches and stop, and then it's exposed concrete back there?
No, I have the flooring, the luxury vinyl flooring is going from one end of my house to the other. They did leave about a quarter inch gap away from the walls.
Okay.
And then put the baseboards on top of it.
Okay.
But yeah, it is all the way under all my cabinetry.
Okay. I'm going to guess, Teresa, you're probably going to be okay. And you probably don't have anything to worry about. I would tell you that for issues like that, if it's installed in a way that's not completely complementary with the manufacturer's specifications, you need to put that in writing to your contractor prior to making the final payment on your addition, okay? And have them agree that should this ever become a problem, it's going to be your inconvenience, but it's going to be their problem, okay? So get with the manufacturer, double-check the specifications, codify it, put it in writing, make sure everybody signs the agreement, and that's for your extra protection. But hopefully, for your sake, it won't be necessary, okay? You ought to be just fine. As a matter of fact, in many instances, you know, it's my understanding that in other countries, the cabinets actually move. When you move, the cabinets move with you. They're not permanently attached. They're on adjustable legs. And all of the flooring goes wall to wall to wall because the next person may not want to put those cabinets back in exactly the same layout. Now, you know, that's an interesting prospect. There were a lot of years that if the flooring was fairly thin, we would go ahead and run it wall to wall. And it was just a way to help keep everything behind the cabinets just a little bit tighter, snugger, and cleaner. But again, some of this laminate flooring can be dimensionally unstable in varying environments. And you don't want your doors and your cabinets. But generally speaking, Teresa, it's thin enough that it isn't going to impact it at all.
Sure, cut down on your boxing time when you're moving. You just roll your cabinets out with everything in it.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
Roll it right into the truck. Yeah. And roll it out when you get to the new place.
Yeah.
Never heard of that, though.
Yeah, they all come with adjustable feet to re-level them at the new location, yeah. And then a snap-on toe kick strip that goes right across the front, and you're back in business. Bada bing, bada boom.
I bet they're pretty solidly built then when they do that way. You know,
they
can't cut a lot of corners if you've got to be able to move it more than once.
They are. They absolutely are. It's Rosie on the house. We've got folks lining up. I see John is on hold. There is an open line. If you'd like to get on board, go ahead and give us a ring. 1-888-767-4348. Wherever you are in the great state of Arizona, we'll take your call. Whatever the project is that you're trying to tackle, don't hesitate to give us a ring. Let's see if we can't put a little bit of our experience to work for you, making the job just a little bit easier to get done. A little bit, when it's done, it may look just a little bit more professional. And you can say, I did that.